It's Thursday the 26th of January 2012, and I'm reminded of a Dido song. What is it? My tea's gone cold, I'm wondering why I'm out of bed at all. Probably not what you want to hear this morning is me singing, but my coffee is cold and it's a bit windy and it's a little bit damp and I can just about see the sun peeping through. Hopefully what seems to be a muddled up cloudy sky in North County Dublin. I went this morning to the far side of the road to check my daffodils that I've planted into my ditch to pretty the place up. I tend to put that Roadrunner sign there, you know, the free seed, please take some, except this one says free daffodils, please take some. And on my merry way, excuse me, I seem to have a touch of something, the American style can postbox, you know, the one they have in the movies, you put the flag up, and the postman does, I have to say, thank God, he's a genius, he puts it up, and I thought, you know, more letters from some random politician, I wasn't looking forward to it. I opened it, and to my delight, there was a handmade card. It's mildly embarrassing, I'm rarely stuck for words. And I am this morning. It came from Dan's fifth class in Balbriggan. And it's covered with handmade and hand-drawn pictures of flowers and palm trees and butterflies and fruit and insects. And on the front of it is embossed an etched cut-out piece of card. And on top of that, there's individual cut-out letters that say, thank you, Peter. And I was kind of wondering to myself, what have I done that deserves a handmade, homemade thank you card? Which I have to say is something my mother always reared me to believe that, and rightly so, that homemade and handmade is better than shopmade. And I love that ethos in all of its entirety. Inside, however, there are a lot of individual thank you notes. My favourite of which, my apologies, there's one in the top left-hand corner that says, whenever you're in the class, my confidence grows. Get it? Grows. Yep. Sincerely, Usheen. There's a lot of lovely ones in there saying, thanks a lot, Peter. It was so much fun, from Tam. And in the middle of it there's one saying, thank you, Peter. You are a plant freak. And that's from Alexander. There's loads of these little notes. What had happened was Dan's fifth class in Balbriggan, where one of the classes that took Fingal Libraries up on a six-part teaching green course, not a grow your own course, but green. So there was, rather than buying shop bought compost, you created your own compost. Rather than using water from the tap, you used rainwater. But rather than putting CDs up to keep birds away from your produce, and then putting up a birdhouse to encourage birds into the garden, does that make sense? Rather than buying a tree for the bird to nest in, we did this thing where we actually did hardwood cuttings, something I would have done in college. You know, this is to Dan's fifth class, that's primary school in Balbriggan. And Dan very wisely took it to the next level, and he used what I taught the class for his entry to the Young Scientist exhibition. And Dan, if you're listening to this, my apologies, because I could not make it in because I was minding my 1 foot tall, 1¾-year-old little beautiful daughter, and I just couldn't, my man, I'm terribly sorry. But Dan did do that, and he took it to the next level. And over Christmas, the nice thing was Dan gave me a call and said, we'd like to take again what you've done with us and bring it to another level. And I went up to the school, met Dan, picked up some timber sleepers on my way, and we built a very basic form, or put together a very basic structure of what is to be Dan's class's vegetable plot, fruit-y garden, or whatever they decide to grow in it. And in the middle of all this, this card comes in the post. And, you know, it's funny It's funny and it's beautiful and it's amazing and it's wonderful, and I'm so extremely grateful that in between all of the madness that is everyday living, and for the, I won't say criticism, but the what the are you doing, Pete, amount of stuff, I think it's fair to say I have a lot more free stuff on my books at this moment in time than I do paid stuff. And that's not in any way logic at all. And it does make me scratch my head. And it, I think it makes other people scratch their head when they see the amount of free, unpaid stuff that is on the go. And no, it doesn't make sense. I understand that. I'm not an entirely stupid fellow, although I suppose in that context or in that regard, there are people out there a lot smarter than I. Should that be the way to rate it? But at the same token, a thank you card like this really does make it feel so very worthwhile. And for that, and to Dan, and to the class, and I hope you're listening to this, thank you so much. It's an absolute honour. I love the high fives. And I like the fact that you say thanks and goodbye when I'm leaving. And hopefully I'll get to see all of you again. I think I'd made a deal with Dan that I would go back and see how you're getting on around the time of sewing again. I suppose thanks should also go to Fingal Libraries, because they were the ones who kind of introduced me, first of all, to your class, Dan. But at the same token, it's because of you that the project, I suppose, took legs of its own and was brought to the next level. And it's huge credit to you. So round of applause, lads. And yay. And thanks for the card again. All right, I'm going to go and do gardening stuff and get wet and get mud on my kneecaps. Talk to you soon. Take care. Bye. Bye-bye.